Okay, we're picking up with the halachas of slichos. I hope to do two today in Baruch Hashem and in Eretz Yisrael. Now we just finished traveling, so I hope to tashlubin and do two. Be'ez Hashem, and finish up the halachas of slichos today. We have a lot to move on to, halachas of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, a lot of things. So Be'ez Hashem, today, the last two daily halachas will be dedicated to slichos, and we'll pick up with the hemshech of halachas of Erev Rosh Hashanah after that. So in the slichos, the Ramah brings down that slichos have the category of Yomim Noraim, that famously, that we try to find a shliach tzibor who is the best, he's the biggest tzaddik, he has great ma'isim, and also that he should try to be, we try to find someone who's at least 30 years old and married. Those halachas of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, I think what people are less familiar with is these halachas apply to leading the slichos as well. So that's something which I think a lot of times you have shuls that just, you know, random, they'll ask a random guy to just get up there before. I should try to figure out beforehand, you know, plan who's going to be the Baal Tefillah for Slichos. There is a Limud Tchus in the Mo'adim Mizmanim that he says that our Slichos nowadays, since we don't necessarily say them out loud as much that we're being Motzi the Tzibur, we just say the last few parts of each Piyut and the last few parts of to say V'yavar Shem Alpana V'yikra. Therefore, maybe we don't have to be as Makbid. However, a little bit of a Tzarechim because was it not the times of the Mishnah Berurah? Was it not the times of the Ramah? Like that also, meaning that they do imply that they were machmir for these halachas lechachila. And in addition to that, there are other halachas in Siman and Gimel by the Shatz Kavua. That halachas we keep by the Yom Noraim. And a different thing is, in that halachas, like Rav Nissim Kalaretz points out, that he should have a nice voice. He should have a nice voice that's Ma'or Tshuva, and people enjoy hearing him. So that's another halacha that you should try to find. Again, if you can't find any of these things, then anybody is kosher, especially Rav Yashu was talking about a yeshiva. He says everybody there is young. So then afalpi that he doesn't have this, there's also a concept of nismala zakana, that his beard is grown out. Obviously, if yeshiva, it's fine also, but meaning that you're a little bit older. All these halachas are lechachila. If you don't have anyone above the age of 13, is kosher. And he should be merutza lakal, he should be ben Torah. All these things we should try to find for the person who davens for Delma to Slichos. But I just think the most important thing is to realize it's not just down like, oh, just go up and daven Slichos for Delma. You should have it prepared tonight, but the day before already figure out who is going to be davening in your minion for the Slichos. Now, when it comes to the Slichos, a person should be makbid to say Berchas HaTorah before Slichos. The Ramah explicitly talks about this halacha. I think it's the end of Siman Mem Vav. If you guys are doing Dirshu, you should know about that. Comes up from these halachas right now in the Dirshu, in the Mishnah Berurah Yomi. So those halachas the Ramah brings down, based on what Mishnah Berurah's understanding of the Ramah, is that you should be machmir to say Berchas HaTorah before, because we hold that Psukim Derech Tefillah are also going to be lechachila, we say, to say Birchas HaTorah. Now, what happens if I walk in, I'm running late, I didn't say Birchas HaTorah, I walk in, and I hear the Yud Gimel Midos. So there, Rav Chaim Kanevsky is quoted in the Sefer Isha Yisrael, in the back, in Os Chaf Aleph, in the where he has the tshuvas there, the Rav Chaim answers that you could answer Hashem Hashem even before saying the Birchas HaTorah. Again, that is b'diavad, so you really should try to say it before, but if you already just walked in and they're up to that, same thing with Kaddish, you would be able to answer if you had not said Berachas HaTorah yet, but right after that, say Berachas HaTorah, and then start saying the Slichos. However, Berachas HaShachar, the Asher Nasan L'Sech Yivin HaNachem Milayla, all those brachos, those can be said after Slichos. Al Pidur Rashash, though, Pichabala, there is an Inyan to say even those immediately once a person wakes up, because the Rashash says that the whole like Klipas HaLayla still remain on a person, they only fully come off. Obviously, Negavasar is one thing, washing your hands, but the hemshech of saying Berachas HaShachar according to Rosh Hashanah also removes them. So he is more makbid about that. That's Alpi Kabbalah. Those who are not as close for Alpi Kabbalah, Alpi Derech HaNigla, it's okay to say Berachas HaShachar totally after Slichos. So that is another halacha. Now, when a person washes, if you wash before the Zman of Alos HaShachar, so you could still say the bracha of Al Netil Sadaim and Asher Yatzar, then you'll continue saying all the brachas of Torah. However, when it comes to Alos HaShachar, then you should wash your hands again, because some hold that the Ruach Ra comes in at Alos HaShachar, so you have to rewash six times, right, three and three, wash your hands again. Now, you don't have to stop in the middle of Slichos. The Bir Lacha says explicitly you don't have to stop in the middle of Slichos, but before you start davening, it's important to know if you're davening Vasikin, let's say, and you daven very early Slichos, then you should wash your hands before Vasikin again for davening. That's an important halacha. However, if you're starting after Alos HaShachar and you washed and you didn't have a hefsek and you didn't touch any parts of your body that are covered, then you would be allowed to rely on that washing of the Netilas of that Netilas Adayim, and you would not need to wash again you not need to wash again for Slichos. Okay, now after that, the Shliach Tzibor says Ashrei, right? Then you say Chati Kaddish, and you say L'cha Hashem Atzdakah. Now, if there is no minyan, but Shas Ashrei and L'cha Hashem Atzdakah, when a minyan comes, you could say Gimel three Psukim, and then you could say the Kaddish. However, the Yud Gimel Midos, you'd have to wait. So you could start Ashrei Lecha Hashem Tzedakah, and then say three more psukim out loud when the 10th person comes in, and then you could say the Kaddish. So that is supposed to be said slowly, obviously, and you should say them, especially the Yud Gimel Midos, like the Ikra point. And that's to the point where a person who says the piyutim slowly, this is very important, if a person says the piyutim slowly, so then you're supposed to say the Yud Gimel Midos with the T-bar. Other people not be aware of that. If you say the piyutim slowly, you say them, the prismam slowly, which is very nice, and you should, each of the piyutim slowly, and they're up to the Yud Gimel Midos, they go faster than you. So according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you should already say Kel Melech Yoshev Kisar Rachamim with the T-bar, and for sure then Ve'avar Hashem upon Aval the Hamshech until Hashem Hashem, then you could continue from where you were. Others say that maybe it's enough to just say Ve'avar Hashem upon Aval and Hashem Hashem with the tibor as well. Now you don't need to say the whole Kel Melech Yoshev. So everyone should just ask the Rav what they hold with regards to that. But the important point is that Yud Gimel Midos, you should realize with the Iker, don't miss those with the tibor. When a person is late to saying to coming to Slichos, so then really you should just start maybe Ashrei and then go immediately to what the tibor is up to. And whatever you missed, you can do Tash Lumen after davening, whatever, if you have time after the Slichos in between davening. But you should go, it's important to say whatever the tibor is up to is very important. So just say Ashrei, Lecha Hashem, Mitzdaka, maybe those few psukim at the beginning, and then immediately go to what the tibor is up to. And then afterwards, you should be mashlim, the piyutim, and the things that you missed. The Eli Rava brings down B'tzim Kitzer Ashkla, that a person should try to stand when saying Slichos. And if it's hard for you, then at the very minimum, you should be standing for Kel Melech Yoshev HaKisar Rachamim and the Yud Gimel Midos of Hashem Hashem Kel Racham Echan, and those for sure should be said while standing. It's important also the psukim that are said before each of the Slichos. They're Yesod HaSlichos, the Sefer Chassidim says, Shemehem Nisyadzu, and don't say them quickly. Those are supposed to be said B'Ni'imus and very slowly. In Shema Kaleinu, we have the minhag to open our own Kodesh. This seems to be a later minhag. The earlier Achronim don't bring it down, but Ad Kedei Kach, Rav Nissen Karela says you can even move a Sefer Torah into the Aron. And normally you're not allowed to move, we're very makbid about moving a Sefer Torah. For the purposes of opening the Aron, just to open the Aron by Shema Kaleinu, you can do that. So that's something that is clearly a minhag. That's a very worthwhile minhag to open the Aron Kodesh for Shema Kaleinu. Then we say, after that, we say Vidui. There are those, based on the Ramah, that say Vidui three times. And many, Alpi the Arizal, Alpi the Gra, only say it one time. So whatever your minhag is, that's what you should say for with regards to the Slichos. And after that, we say Tachadin. Now, we say Tachadin before the Slichos, connected there's big unions of saying Slach, of Tachadin, and we should make sure that that idea is Shemar Sabokar is okay, and Acher Chatzos, that's a Shaila, it's a little bit more of a Shaila, but we seem to be that you can say them as well. That we also, after Chatzos is okay, to say Tachanun. Okay, I think we actually finished up basically everything I wanted to get to. There's a little bit of Shaila. Oh, no, Slichos. Okay, we'll try to finish up. I'll do quickly finish up the Halachas of Slichos and Mirtz Hashem in the next Daily Halacha, and then after that, we're going to move on to Halachas of Rosh Hashanah.